today I turn off the TV and pick up a book instead? What if I remind myself that God gave me a brain and expects me to use it? Well, I'll probably learn something. We're never too old to learn something new, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Larry, what are you fussing about?
I've tried to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
I was an educated buyer. I knew the car I wanted and how much I wanted my monthly payments to be, but I didn't see the interest rate. Major mistake. I thought I was stuck with my bad deal until I went to see ASE Credit Union. They're right here in Montgomery, and unlike the big bank, ASE has my back. I refinanced my car, reduced my monthly payments, and I'll save thousands of dollars. Call ASE today and get the deal you deserve. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local, trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Florence is bearing down on the North Carolina coast, and all of us will have to watch the future progress after the storm comes ashore and see where it may go. For us today, look for a sudden cloud mix, high temperature in the lower 90s, a few random hit-or-miss storms here and there possible, overnight low 74. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high around 94. An isolated storm, perhaps. Then Saturday and Sunday, the risk of any storms would be under 20%. They will be very scarce, high in the low to mid-90s. With so much going on in the tropics right now, you need our free weather app to keep you up to date on what's going on. Get it on your phone or tablet today. It's free. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
The city of Millbrook has made it. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, opening location number 3 in Millbrook on Highway 14. So now there's 3 Don Duncan locations where you can get service above and beyond your highest expectations. Not only top-notch certified technicians to work on your vehicle, but customer service and accommodations that are second to none. In other words, if you need a ride back to your house or your office to get your service taken care of, just ask. They're happy to do it. All 3 locations offering all major name brand tires at a real wholesale price, because Don Duncan worked to do business directly with the manufacturers. Don Duncan, the works. Get your car its regular service. You can wait, or, again, if you need a ride to work or a ride back, just let them know. Don Duncan, just north of Vaughan on Bell Road. Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. And again, now in Millbrook on Highway 14 for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto.
Hi, I'm Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Our opening this afternoon, it's a bit of a, we call these risky clicks. We put it in the system. I'm just not sure what it is. So we're going to play it and find out. It's labeled Hurricanes, Twisters, Hey Big Sister. We'll see. It sucks a bit.
Parody. Hey, Pat Monahan song.
Spring, summer, rain in the area of the Great Plains. Warm, moist, and from Mexico meets Canadian air that's cold and dry. Air masses meet, cold air moves under, warm and rises like a beam. I knew when they collided, thunderstorms they have inside it, not hard to find.
Continues to grow in size every day. Welcome to Happy Hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host, Greg Bidot.
Joey. He's your team. And here they are.
Jeffrey. Please clap.
How am I supposed to walk in here with a smile on my face every afternoon when I, you know?
Well, just look in the mirror.
What are you saying? I'm usual.
No,
funny looking. What,
yeah,
what
you're
saying?
No. I'm saying you're looking good today.
I'm a clown.
I'm saying you should put a smile on your face, and it does make you giggle when you look in the mirror. Just because, nah, damn, I look good. That's how you should start every afternoon after your nap.
I have a word for those of you who feel more aligned to the Democratic Party.
Oh, no.
Than independents.
Here it comes.
Or Republicans. But if you really believe that President Trump is complicit in this storm, you're f***ed in the head, okay? I mean, beyond any surgeon's ability to fix it, you are... It's over. You're mentally ill. You may as well get yourself a rubber room somewhere and spend the rest of your life there because you're insane. You have, like so many of you, just Trump derangement syndrome, man. It's epidemic. He's complicit. The Washington Post, he's complicit in this storm. These people must sit around all day long just spanking their monkeys. To come up with this.
Like the Beatles?
Yeah. We have a pretty good song about that, by the way.
Finest kinda, hour.
It's kind of naughty. Kind of naughty.
But this has been... It's now a Category 2.
Yeah. It's going to be where it is for a while. I listened to Joe Bastardi, and I talked to Rich. We both went and got IV at infusion this afternoon.
Your IV buddies.
And a lot of the things that generally steer a storm are there's a lot of stuff that's unknown. But one thing that is known is that the number of these sizable hurricanes over the last 50 years is far lower than it was the previous 50 years. Climate cycles change. You look at the 40s, and Florida was almost under attack every year by a storm. That was before they named them. This thing, it's a big storm. It's going to dump a lot of rain. But it's hardly abnormal or an anomaly. What did I say? An anomaly.
Yes, an anomaly.
Is that the right big word?
Yes. Maybe not the first way you said it, but...
These have been going on since the beginning of time. The Caribbean, offshore Florida, there are wrecks galore down there from ships that got caught in storms before the ability to predict them, you know, came along. Sunken galleons filled with treasure and doubloons and all that stuff. So this is not something that started, you know, in 2016 when Trump was elected president. And it just saddens me no end that people really hate Trump enough to make a statement like that and believe in it. He's complicit in this hurricane. Was there some kind of a flap? I was a little bit surprised because it's been a long time, almost a year, since Hurricane Maria.
Yes.
We know that there were two different components working on that storm. One was the idiot mayor of San Juan, and then the governor of the island, who, from what I understand, is a more reasoned individual. I just read today that they found 1 million bottles of water stashed on a runway somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, whose fault is that?
Some people are blaming FEMA. FEMA brings the stuff. They stage what you need, and then it's up to the local
authorities. Oh, we don't have to, you know, pitch the tents and tuck them into bed and...
Right. I mean, it could have been FEMA's mess up. I don't know how transporting bottles of water works. But, I mean, it
well,
is...
getting a million bottles of water onto an island is an accomplishment in itself. He had a hospital ship sent to the island after the storm passed. But the big mystery is, how did the death toll go from 83 to 3,000? And now, of course, Trump is questioning this statistic. I mean, come on, it's been a year.
Mm-hmm.
And in one day, the death toll has jumped by, you know, like 2,800. This is all politics. It has nothing to do with facts. And there's some other stuff. We're at the peak of the season. September 10th is the statistical peak of the hurricane season. So nothing that's going on now should be considered abnormal or abnormal. And all we hear, you know, I heard, you hear that Google tape?
No, everybody keeps asking me. I've read about it. I haven't been able to hear it yet.
It's pretty creepy. These people think they're they own the universe. And they're complete horror when they realize that Trump is going to be the next president. And now, of course, you're going to see a lot of people just trying to save their ass in the FBI and stuff as additional. There's even more stroke page emails coming out that are damning.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a feeling that they are holding many cards right now that they will play as we get closer to the midterms.
You know, the surprisingly handsome Baron Coleman brought this up earlier when it comes to stroke and page.
Yeah.
You think they're actually lovers? You think they actually had sex? Because that's what always gets reported. And his suggestion, Barron's, was that he read through all these texts.
Yeah.
And there's not one salacious text there in terms of doing the deed, making, summoning the beast with two backs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I mean, you would think if they're having some sordid affair, there'd be something there.
Something explicit. Naughty.
Plus, if it must have not been that good. Because if it was really good, they probably wouldn't have given a damn about the election. At least that's the effect on me.
I got to play you one of these Beatle bits. I think we'll go with one string guitar. And our Big Shot contest continues. Register to win a party tray of wings from Baumhauer's and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea just by calling like Smokin' Otis did.
Hey, good evening, y'all.
Hello.
Hey, well, I would love to get in on them wings, man. I had some one day out there, and they were really good.
5'10", right?
5'10", you got me, Joey.
Oh, yeah.
And, Greg, I know exactly how the number in Puerto Rico jumped from less than 100 up to 3,000.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Well, they were introduced to that new math business.
Yeah.
And, when they calculated that way in Canada, it did their little multiplying and whatnot.
Is that what they did?
I mean, it goes from, 89 to 3,000 something.
Uh-huh.
You know, and as far as that water, and that's ridiculous. The water out there stashed away. You know, what else came with the water? It had to be more than just the water. So to give out everything except a million bottles of water. How does that happen?
Well, first of all, it's well known, and the citizens of the areas that were affected would support it, that FEMA and the government did a good job getting in and getting resources distributed in Harvey and in Irma. Mm-hmm. When I was down there not long after Irma, people were amazed at how quickly they had power, debris cleanup, all of that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you did a fabulous job in... I'm looking forward to what he's going to do for these people, as bad as it's going to be. I'm sure that he's ready to deal with Florence to the best of his ability. If the Democrats would just get the hell out of the way.
No. That ain't going to happen.
No, it ain't going to happen. Well, I mean, it's his fault, according to them, that all these things are happening anyway.
I know, and that's why I say when I see the Washington Post, paper of record, make a statement that President Trump's complicit in the creation of this hurricane, that tells me they're out of their effing minds. Thanks for the call, Otis. We appreciate it. It is 3:21. You're supposed to call Monica.
Oh, I can call her right now.
Call her right now.
Okay.
Well, I take a look at what we can preview for the rest of the afternoon. You know, this job gets harder all the time. I'm trying to drive the show back to... Now there's a plot, a last-minute plot to sabotage the Kavanaugh. Because, see, this is what the Republicans don't know and refuse and fail to learn. The Democrats, they may be crazy. They may know that they're full of crap and that their ideas suck, but they never stop fighting. They never stop. Senate Judiciary Committee have privately requested a review of Paul Kavanaugh-related document in possession of the panel's top Democrat. How can they get access to that? And we're still waiting and waiting and waiting for the documents on the phony FISA warrants and all, you know, the whole Mueller joke investigation. The specific content of the document, which is a letter from a California constituent, is unclear, but Feinstein's refusal to share the letters created tension on the committee, particularly after she largely took a backseat to her more junior college colleagues last week as they took Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings with protests around. Collins in Maine has pretty much been indicating a yes vote for Kavanaugh, and these maniacs who just love terminating pregnancies are sending her coat hangers and death threats and everything else. Sick people. Lock them up.
They're very busy over there at El Jalisco. They said to call back here in a little bit. You know, getting things
together.
Well,
I'm glad our job is to make them busy. So if they're too busy to talk to us, that's probably a good thing.
But you're bringing up the surprise with Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
I was reading through that whole thing. The reporting's good. I like The Intercept a lot. And they said that there are multiple sources who claim to know, like, this, what's in the letter itself.
Yeah.
But they contradict each other in some ways. But they said the one consistent theme is that something that happened between Kavanaugh and a woman when he was in high school.
High school!
And if you scroll to the bottom, though, scroll to the very bottom of that article, Feinstein put out an official statement today. And by the way, the woman who is representing the woman in this letter of the incident that happened in high school is a whistleblower lawyer known for helping Me Too survivors.
Yeah.
And then
including the ones that were paying off underage boys that they raped.
But right? Feinstein's statement is signals a lot.
Signals what?
She says, we're going to keep it confidential based on the person who wrote this, but I am referring it to federal investigators.
A high school matter to in federal... Oh, brother.
You can see what's coming.
Something he did in high school. And it's... All of a sudden... How old is the guy? 40-something? It's 30 years later?
I think he's older than 40-something, even.
All right, so it's 30, 40 years later, and all of a sudden, this is a reason why he can't. This is like the ball players, the witch hunt on the ball players, when for some reason the news media, in its never-ending arrogance and superiority, decided to look at tweets these guys sent out when they were teens. Like, nobody did anything stupid when they were a teen or said something ignorant when they were a teen or hurtful or mean.
Yeah, he's 53.
So we're like 35 years ago, and now all of a sudden this should disqualify him from the Supreme Court. Mitch, tie your sack on, get this guy through, and get it over with.
Whoa.
And let them have their hissy fit and their coat hangers, and let them, you know, have their riot or whatever they're going to do, because they didn't get their way again. Screw them! Screw them. I'm tired of pandering to a bunch of bedwetting people I don't like very much.
Well, I do declare.
Bonjour, Mr. Robert Lindell. I was having a glass of Kentucky bourbon the other day, and I realized that I need to man up, so I got a helmet, and I got a chin strap, and I'll be strapping that thing to my... I'm not a turkey.
He looks like he wears a chin strap made out of pudding. McConnell.
Tapioca?
Yeah.
Yeah.
326, he probably gets that at the Capitol Buffet, you know. It's one of his favorite lunches. You don't have to chew it. It
helps you keep you regular, too.
Our show is brought to you by our friends at Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Yeah, it's still pretty hot and humid and uncomfortable, but another month from now or so, we'll start feeling those first 40 and 50-degree mornings. And you'll probably at some point start using your heating system. If it's been many months since you have, it's always a good idea to get it checked out by Clark's before you turn it on the first time. So the dust and the unpleasant things that kind of settle in there while it's not in use don't turn your house into a, well, the odor of burnt lint. It's just not a very pleasant smell the first time you turn it on. And then they'll come out and tune it up and make sure it's ready to protect you when the weather really, really, really starts to get cold. And President Trump is complicit in perhaps like a snowfall here or something else that could happen. They'll keep you ready and get you through the rest of the summer, too. I told you about the crazy high electric bill we had in June. And I didn't know where to look first, but I called Clark's and I said, please come out and check out my system because I think it may be running. There may be an inefficiency in there that's pretty intense. So they did, and sure enough, they found some sludge had built up near the filter, which is causing the system to work harder, and that bill went down $80 in 1 month.
Wow.
We did not change our usage pattern. We did not raise our thermostat. Nothing changed except Clark's coming out and cleaning up that spot where the sludge had developed around the filter. Cleaned it, replaced it. And even after that, it takes less time for the house to cool, too, which is nice. And they'll be back in the fall just before the weather gets cold. Get a Clark's Club membership. My buddy Mike, who wants to hear between 3:30 and 4, remind me, we got to play the hurricane bit. He's got a lot going on. He's got Clark's at his house. He's got all kinds of people doing things at his home. And I'm so glad and thank you, Mike, for using our sponsors. He wants to hear the old folks getting ready for the hurricane. That's the Fountain Diner story. So we'll have that coming up in just a minute. Right now at 3:29, let's get our first check on afternoon traffic, and then we'll be back. 272-9228. If you would like to enter our Big Shot drawing, just let us know your name and birthday.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Good news is you can get on 85 off of the Eastern Boulevard now. That was a mess this morning. All cleared up there now. There is some other stuff going on the boulevard, though, that you need to know about. This is going to be up around Wears Ferry Road. There is an accident there, and it has traffic backed up in the northbound lanes there. Pretty steady. Also got another one down on the South Boulevard. That's going to be right at Troy Highway. Everything else looks pretty good. There is a little bit of a slow spot right in front of Alabama State on 85 southbound. Otherwise, everything looks good. You can shop on Sunday from noon to 6, buy a brand new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota. You can also go to ReinhardtToyota.com and unlock your special price, ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
He's one of the most consequential global figures of our time. He transformed Great Britain's education and healthcare systems. He served as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1997 to 2007. And he's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents the Right Honorable Tony Blair, October 4th at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
It's our second annual truckload sale. Now's the perfect time to increase your home comfort and lower your utility bill with a brand new energy-efficient carrier system. Get a brand new carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Wire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Thanks to loyal customers like you, AC by Luke Wire has been the River Region's air conditioning company of choice for the past 35 years. We have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. When you turn to the experts at Luke Wire, you don't have to give up quality to save on a new carrier heating and cooling system. And as always, get the benefit of our tech-savvy staff and outstanding customer service. Visit acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
I won!
You won!
Jackpot, baby!
The big one!
Oh, man, what a rush!
So much excitement!
The thrill of it all!
The sand between your toes!
The what?
The tropical breeze, the sunset, the flamingos!
Wait, what are you talking about?
The Caribbean! When you play with your Wind Creek Rewards card, you can earn a free trip to our resorts in Aruba and Curacao.
That's amazing.
I know, right? Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Call them today at 694-6695.
Rich Thomas Weather!
All eyes on dangerous Florence as it gets very close now to the Carolina coast, and we'll have to watch its future movement to see where it may end up. For us, there's still a risk of a random shower or storm in the area. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 74. For tomorrow, the rain chances are very small, an isolated storm perhaps, otherwise mostly sunny with a high around 94. Then Saturday and Sunday, the risk of any storms are under 20%. They will be scarce with a high in the low to mid 90s. Monday, a little bit up in the air now. We'll see where Florence ends up. If you don't have our weather app for your phone or tablet yet, this is a good time to get it to stay on top of all that's going on in the tropics right now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're gonna get
a hurricane.
A hurricane. This ain't no joke.
Ain't no joke.
It's coming up the coast.
Coming up the coast.
You should not wait.
Should not wait
to evacuate
unless you're insane.
'Cause we're gonna get a hurricane.
This is...
Watching a whole bunch of different clips off Fox here in the studio, and I mean, the military's strategically positioned. They seem very ready for this event. But if somebody loses so much as a nail appointment because of this storm, they're going to blame Trump and demand his impeachment. That's what's going to happen. Why would we be surprised? You know, everything is his fault.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I have to go back to my note from my friend Mike. He says, he's got Clark's over there. They're putting a new water heater in, and
yeah.
It's an older home, so they had to build a new base for the, you know, to install all this other stuff. So he says, I know you don't feel good. I'll feel worse in an hour. I'm okay right now. But I have a request for this afternoon, and you can laugh about it now. Please do the Fountain Diner. Sunny Boy, the hurricane is coming. I need Sweet and Low. You know the bit. Tell me, Tom, if you can do it, say we should not be distracted. Oh. He wanted me to tell him what time. Mike, I hope you're listening. How about 3:40? Will that work for you? Yeah, I should learn to read things all the way through. But it's hard because there's so much to read.
Right, right.
What else is going on? Oh, that Beatle bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what.
A little too early?
Yeah, that's something we should bury in the middle of a spot break or something so it doesn't stand out. I mean, it's clever. It's not it's not 9-year-old fourth grade stuff. It's just cleverly done on a subject that very few people ever want to discuss.
If it's not 9-year-old fourth grade stuff, why would we
play it at all? Yeah. Right, exactly.
That's what we do here.
We also do the news.
From CBS 8 at ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A Troy University student was robbed at gunpoint overnight. University officials say the robbery happened around midnight on campus near Wallace Hall. They say the student was robbed of his wallet and two books by a man in a hoodie. The student was not injured. Today is the 20th anniversary of the death of Alabama Governor George Wallace. He died in 1998. He was elected governor four times and ran for president unsuccessfully three times. A former Tuskegee police lieutenant has been sentenced to prison for beating an arrestee. Alex Huntley has been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison and 3 years of supervised release. Huntley was convicted in June of using pepper spray on and then punching and kicking a handcuffed man in 2014. The assault was recorded by a police recruit. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
All right, it is 3:38. Did you hear what Norm MacDonald got into trouble for now?
No, what did he say now? I read his USA Today interview earlier today, and I thought it was fine.
He went on the Howard Stern show.
Yeah.
To try and walk back the Me Too comments.
Mm-hmm.
But he may have succeeded in ticking off a different group. So first of all, I never defended the perpetrators. I'm completely behind the movement. Then he said, you'd have to have Down syndrome to not feel sorry for the victims. See, Norm, that's like taking your foot out of one big pile of... and then sticking it right in another. Maybe Norm isn't as bright as we thought he was. He's just, you know, comedians are just having a tough time these days.
I suppose, but also there's like a new damn comedy special every week. Or several a week on Netflix. I think it's kind of a booming comedy right now. It's just like you got to be a comedian who's either toeing the line of, you know, not saying certain things, or you just don't give a damn and you say what you want. And you know what happens most of the time? Nothing.
Yeah.
A bunch of people get angry. And if you have a true fan base that likes your style of comedy, you can make a living just fine.
I think that's how I've managed to survive here for 13 years now.
I agree.
The people that didn't like me, I mean, well, a lot of the people that didn't like me at first like me now, but then there are people that will never like me. And
well, you tend to grow on people like a fungus.
Yeah, and then once I do, you can't get rid of me. There's no antiseptic for me. This business of Jean Carré.
Oh, God.
What are they going to do about that? In case you hadn't heard, Herman Munster, do we have that song? Do I still have that in the system here? We used to use it quite a bit when he was more active in politics. I may have removed it. He was, during Trump's time as president, conducting meetings with the regime in Iran, acting as a, you know, a shadow diplomat. Is that legal? He's got no authority to make any deals with them, to make any commitments on behalf of the country.
I think it's legal to meet. You can't meet and act like you're talking on behalf of the government.
But that's what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He was meeting with the Iranians in Paris. His spokesperson denied it, but now it is out of the closet. Maybe this is something he's planning. Maybe he'll get us all excited to vote for him in 2020 by getting us back into bed with Iran, just like Obama and the rest. Devin Nunes, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, called on G-Men to arrest John Kerry for treasonous acts. He was working against the Trump administration to salvage the Iran nuclear deal. In May, he was seen dining with several Iranian regime officials. So, why has nothing been done? This is the question, you know. Because we're seeing this acting out by people who should know better. Can you imagine had somebody tried to subvert Obama's international diplomacy, which was basically running around telling the world that America really does suck? It's a racist, horrible country. So come in. They would have been skewered. They would have been subjected to the high-tech lynching. This guy does it. It comes out. Devin Nunes, congressman from the Intel Committee, says, G-Man, go get him. Pick him up. What's the name of that act? The where you're when you're acting on behalf of the United States without authorization, Hayes Act or something like that?
Maybe.
The Emily Hayes Act of 1920.
Logan Act. It's a United States federal law that criminalizes negotiation by unauthorized persons with foreign governments having a dispute with the United States.
Well, he is not an authorized agent of our government anymore. He's just a civilian.
Well, they were just having dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, over a nice croissant in Paris. And didn't we actually... didn't we give them enough? Didn't we give them $150 billion in various currencies and all these other nice considerations? And last I checked, they're still praying for our death and destruction. And with people like John Kerry, who knows, maybe they'll be lucky and get their way. All right, I'm going to assume that Mike is listening. We do requests on Friday, but we'll do them anytime if there's a good reason. And Mike gave us a very good reason to play this. Okay, he's there. He just confirmed by email. This is one of the very early stories.
So good.
I told about my time in South Florida when I was a waiter at this crazy little Greek restaurant in Pembroke Pines.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
I'm just thinking of that restaurant I worked at in Pembroke Pines. Hello, Sonny. Where's my challah bread? And my soup isn't hot enough, Sonny. Go back and make it hotter.
That was really a trauma for you, wasn't it?
Yes. And the worst was, oh my, we were days away from having a hurricane pass through and all the blah, blah, blah. They come in, hawking a Chinook with their goshamish bucha at the table, waiting for their challah bread and matzo ball soup. Are you ready for the hurricane? There's a hurricane coming our way, Sonny. Quick, bag me up something I can take home for free. I'm going to run out of Equal during the hurricane, so I'm just going to shove 40 or 50 of these little blue packets into my place. Okay, Sonny? Look the other way for a minute, which I'll leave you a dollar tip on the table if you just do that for me, okay? Now go warm up my soup, and don't spill it. My matzo ball isn't big enough. Get me another one. Oh, God, did that.
It's not your usual morning show.
And it's not there anymore either, so thanks. Yeah, that was the... I ain't kidding about you. You ready for the hurricane?
Sonny.
And they would legitimately... It'd be amazing. You have to set the table. You'd have to have, you know, the little rack with all the packets of...
Yeah.
NutraSweet Equal, and what's the yellow crap, Splenda?
Yeah, I'm just going to take all these napkins.
Yeah,
I don't know how this contraption works. I'm just going to take it apart.
I'm going to take my fork in case I get trapped under the debris. I can use it to pry myself out. Amazing, friends. You think this is something I make up? No, I lived it. I absolutely lived it. God, the first hurricane was David. my first year down there. And that was a big storm. And it was racking up lots of destruction and death in the Caribbean. And as it was approaching South Florida, it went over the Dominican Republic, which is very mountainous. So it got busted up and was downgraded from like a 4 to a 1. And it was just sort of like this thing here. It's just, you know, taking forever to make landfall. And so we did stupid things like take packing tape and put big X's on the windows so that if a flying coconut palm was flung at our window by the wind, why, the X tape would hold the window together so nobody would get hit by flying glass.
Sure.
We later found out with Andrew that that wasn't a very effective way of protecting your home. Crazy stuff, friends. We will have another update on the situation in the Carolinas around 4:50 this afternoon. Rich may call. We'll find out. Mike, I hope that worked on your busy and aggravating day, but thanks for using so many of our different sponsors. We appreciate it. Those of you who are looking for a house, there, you know, you may not feel like an urgency, but here's something to consider. And this has everything to do with the tax changes, which we welcome, the tax cuts. But with those cuts came some changes in deductions, meaning some things you used to be able to routinely deduct as business expenses, like your 3-martini lunch and stuff like that, are going away. What does that mean? That means you're going to need all the deductions you can get to maximize your return from the government of your money. One deduction that will never go away is first mortgage interest. That deduction is in cement. The sooner you get started on the process of moving out of the rent class and into the home ownership class, the faster you'll be able to put that deduction back to work for you. I urge you to call Morris Capuano. Thanks for coming to Baumhauer's last night, Morris. Always great to see you there. And he can get you started. There are so many programs now that he's partnered up with Renaissance Bank for people that have little or no money to put down, or people might have a credit rock here and there, little obstacles. Don't let that stop you, because those things can be overcome. And for less money per month, you can probably own more home than you're currently renting. So call them at 409-9300. Nobody will work harder for you, I promise, than Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank. 409-9300, NMLS number 402669, an equal housing lender.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Taking a look around the area now, we do have an accident down on the East South Boulevard. That's going to be right around Troy Highway, around Longhorn Steakhouse. So be careful with that. Wears Ferry Road, showing a lot of traffic this afternoon on both sides of the boulevard. And we're also seeing some heavy traffic on Taylor Road, right around I-85. Enroll now for the mini-term at Trenum State Community College. Admissions and financial aid must be processed before September 28th. Classes begin October 12th. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I love it when we get lucky on this show in the afternoon and we just connected with Monica at El Jalisco.
Hello, how are you?
I'm always happy when I know you're on the phone.
How are you today, my friend?
You know, I'm still dealing with that little dental thing, and I need to come by and pick up something that's relatively soft, like something in a tortilla.
Uh-huh.
That's not crispy, maybe with chicken and cheese in it. What would you recommend?
Is the tortilla with chicken and cheese?
Yeah, something like that would work.
Okay. I have it like tostada. It's pretty good, too.
A tostada?
Yeah. And just like tortilla fry, and you put on the top a little beans.
And I can have it with refried beans and blanco cheese?
Yeah, I put beans at the top, chicken and lettuce, sour cream and tomatoes on the top.
That sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah,
so I'll have to text with Mrs. Bruderbutt and find out what she would like, because she loves El Jalisco. The whole family loves El Jalisco. Today being Thursday, let's talk about your happy hour drink specials and then some of the items on the menu that you'd like to feature.
Yes, sir. It's happy hour 2 to 7, margaritas for $3, and Bud Light Michelob for $2.99.
Tall, cold, refreshing.
Yep.
And what are some of the menu specials on Thursday?
Tuesday have the specials, the Mexican antojitos. Mexican antojitos for $7.99, the chimichanga platter for $7.99, and Mexican grilled chicken for $6.99.
One of the things you love about El Jalisco, it is authentic Mexican food, and you can stuff yourself senseless at a very reasonable price and be served by goddesses like Monica and the staff that she's put together, who will be attentive and take good care of you. So it's a wonderful experience from beginning to end. If you haven't been, please try El Jalisco right across from the Krispy Kreme Donut Factory. And when you're there, please ask to see Monica. Admire those amazing dimples of hers. And let them know that you're a listener to News Talk, so she knows that our people are coming by to check out their awesome food. Well, I'll let you get back to your work there, but I feel lucky I got to talk to you twice this week.
Yeah, I know.
Look at me. You take care and say hi to the gang over there for me, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Say the place, that what you hear in her voice, that laughter, that smile, that's what you'll find all around El Jalisco. They are really, really awesome people.
We're wow. We're for streaming, surfing, and gaming. We're for bringing you internet, TV, and phone. For browsing, watching, and chatting. We're for endless entertainment and wonderful Wi-Fi. We're for more browsing and less buffering. For more working and less waiting. All with a helping hand and a high five to top it all off. We're for bringing you internet, TV, and phone. We're wow, and we're for all. Visit wowway.com to learn more.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive announces its newest addition to our lineup, a Tauga Off-Road. With a full line of truck, Jeep, and SUV accessories, we also offer lift kits, wheels, toolboxes, bed liners, WeatherTech products, bumpers, winches, and more. Come see us Saturday, September 15th for our grand opening. We will have food, drinks, prizes, and register for a free set of tires. A Tauga Off-Road next to AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville. Let us outfit you. A Tauga Off-Road, the best for your vehicle.
We have a fresh edition of Fox News coming up in a couple of minutes, and I think to get us there, we need a laugh this afternoon. So I'm going to turn to the ever-dependable Dr. Sigmund Azebo for it in a minute and a half.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
My heart keeps skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist. Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Skip tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
It's September 13th, the greatest day ever. On the 13th of September, 1985, Super Mario Brothers was released in Japan on the Nintendo Entertainment System. The game taught a generation of kids that if you eat magic mushrooms, you'll grow big and see bright colors.
It's a me, Flippin' Out.
Have a great September 13th, the greatest day ever.
Thank you for calling.
Oh,
this is Sylvia.
Who
am I speaking with?
This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I need to get a truck from you.
And from what city and state would you be picking that up?
I'm coming from the Birmingham because I'm tired of everything in Alabama. Do you ever come to the Birmingham, ma'am?
I've never been to Alabama.
I'm sick of this.
All right, and in what city and state will you be dropping off that equipment?
I'm going from the Birmingham, Alabama to Nasaka, Nigeria.
So you want to take a U-Haul from Birmingham to Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that's possible. How are you going to get...
I have my money. I have money.
But how are you going to take a truck across the ocean?
There's freeway. There's freeway. No, on the map I have.
There's a freeway?
Yes, ma'am.
What freeway is that?
Miami, Nigeria freeway. It comes down across from Cuba, and then you stop for gas in Jamaica because that is the last gas station before you go across to Africa.
We don't run our trucks out internationally, though. I can't do that for you.
I will bring you back truck.
I understand that, but U-Haul doesn't run the trucks internationally like
We are leaving, and I can I speak, manager, please?
Sure.
Good. U-Haul,
speak, manager.
You don't have a hitch on your car. U-Haul.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yes, so what is the question now?
Hello. Yeah, are you supervisor?
Sir? I am.
Good. This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. And I talked to your very, very rude employee, man, about I need to rent truck to leave from the Birmingham, Alabama, and I go back home to the Nasaka, Nigeria.
Okay, we don't let any trucks out of the States except to Canada because we have a contract there. We don't let them go to Mexico, anywhere else except the United States. We don't even allow trucks to go from the States to Hawaii.
Is that because you do not trust the Nigerians, sir?
Sir, I have nothing else to say. I understand. I cut on the call, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
Sir, just let me explain.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go
now. I tried to explain to you, buddy. Did you?
I'm going to let you go. We don't allow our trucks to
explain. Please let me explain, sir, because my sons, they're me and my wife. My wife is an American wife, Susie. And the Americans, they make fun of my boys, and that's why I take them home, so they can get better education and get a good job.
Okay, but we still don't allow our trucks to go out of the States.
There's freeway from Miami that goes to Nigeria.
Okay, you have a good day.
And
okay.
I stop for gas in Jamaica.
Bye-bye.
Come to Jamaica and feel all right. One heart, one love.
You must have a lot of time on your hands.
Come to Jamaica and...
Blah, 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 Roll Tide.
From the Riverside.